is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Energy. The story in Europe is the winter is coming and there are inadequate resources, both in fossil fuels and in sustainables. That is the wind and solar and nuclear that have been part of the matrix these last years, with the cutoff and the cutback from the Russian natural gas. Germany already is recommending cold showers and turning the lights down in Berlin. In France, depending upon nuclear energy, many of the big power plants are offline because of maintenance, deferred maintenance over the years. There's new information about some of the plants not running at full capacity because of the unusually high temperatures at this time in France. In Britain, everyone is told to expect very high electricity bills starting in January, although they're starting now, up to £500 per consumer, which is overwhelming for people of limited means, meaning that the government, when it's newly formed, will need to subsidize. I can go through all of the EU countries to emphasize the fact that there is no plan B. Natural gas, liquefied natural gas, is imagined, but not now. New ports have to be built. New pipelines have to be laid. Europe is not ready. When it comes to the United States, however, we are an energy superpower because I welcome Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post, who takes us to Imperial, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Pittsburgh. Everything in the world is outside of Pittsburgh. It's an easy drive. And she introduces us to Derek Yanchak, a completions manager at Range Resources. This is a story of natural gas and fracking. Selina, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Imperial Pennsylvania complex is exactly what France and Germany and Britain and Portugal and Italy need right now. What is it that you found when you arrived in Imperial? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. And so is that a well pad, which is where the natural gas is extracted. And there, it's really interesting. It's only like a 5-acre footprint in the region. And it's very well isolated from, you know, and you can't see it unless you lived on top of it, and nobody lives on top of it. It's in the middle of a mountain. And it's a very uninvasive procedure in terms of, it's not like the old strip mines where you would see scarred mountains, you know, for coal. And you see trucks bringing sand in, trucks bringing water in. The first thing you see, which I thought was really ironic, was a solar panel, which they use at the pad to enhance their electricity and their power to extract the natural gas.
The natural gas fracking is what it's called, requires sand, as Selina mentions, and she tells us where it comes from. Lots of water, not groundwater. This is water that is pumped in at high pressure. It's called a pad, which describes it pretty well. But Derek Yanchak is 34 years old, Washington County. In other words, these are the jobs that Selina's written about for years that Pennsylvania not only depends upon, but enriches the people of Pennsylvania. These are the energy jobs. He is called a completions engineering and operations manager. He works for Range Resources. I'm struck, Selina, by the fact that this is the convergence of three counties. Did I read that correctly? Allegheny, Beaver, and Washington counties. And in these counties, the people who live there, they know about this, right? They're not out there with protest signs saying fracking, go away. These are very important jobs for the prosperity of those counties. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And they have brought prosperity. Even if you don't work directly in the industry, it has made restaurants and motels and the funding of school districts and the little shops around the tiny little towns that dot this area, as well as the suburbs surrounding Pittsburgh, more prosperous. It's also brought in more workers to the area, not just blue collar workers, which is sort of the stereotype that you believe that are only part of the industry, but also the geologists and engineers and IT specialists and chemists. All of these people all work in this industry. And so the benefit is plus. It's not a subtraction. And that's the story that is not told, the other half of the story that is not told about the industry. We only ever hear climate change. These natural gas pads are very sort of conscious and respectful to the places where they extract the natural gas. Why? Well, first of all, they actually do care about the environment, but also the people that work there live there. They're the ones that are hiking there and fishing there and drinking the water there. They're the first people that want to have it done in an environmentally safe way.
12-hour shifts. Engineer, geologist, chemist, doesn't matter. You work a 12-hour shift. And what actually happens? They use the natural gas that they create to power the system that creates the natural gas. What happens is that you inject water and sand and chemicals a mile into the ground, and you drive the natural gas to the intake of the plant. The mix of chemicals and sand and water is 99% water and sand, 1% chemicals. Selena, the sand doesn't come from Pennsylvania. It comes from Ohio. That means that Ohio is participating in this, right? There's a little bit of Ohio going into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Ohio, Indiana, these are regions in our country whose soil has a generous amount of sand. And I do think that is important that you did note that what is going into the ground is mostly sand and water. The 1% of the chemicals, and just think about it, it's 1%. You would think, listening to activists, that it was all chemicals. And those chemicals are used to keep bacteria from eroding the pipelines.
We also speak with Allegheny County Chief Executive Rich Fitzgerald, who is a Democrat from Pittsburgh. What is his opinion, given his party has expressed its opinion in Washington? What is his opinion in Washington County?
Well, it's just, you know, that this is a game changer. These are good jobs. It has brought prosperity to the region and everything around those counties, and including the city of Pittsburgh, would be in much more dire straits had they not had the stability that this industry has brought to the region in the past 18 years.
The company, Range Resources, you spoke to the CEO. Didn't we speak to Jeffrey Ventura years ago? I remember something like this. It's about a decade ago.
Right. When Range Resources first started, he has his roots in Pittsburgh, the borough of Plum Borough. And, you know, he is very dedicated not only to this Range Resources being successful, but also that it gives back to the community.
And Selena, I want to put this together with a trip to the coalface you took with Senator Manchin and the Secretary of Labor, former mayor of Boston. Putting this together with the coalface that you visited, we're looking at extremely fastidious energy creation by natural gas and by coal. Is that story getting out, Selena? You're in Pittsburgh. Do you see that story evidenced in Washington or New York or Los Angeles, the important media centers?
No, it's not being told, and it's not being told without bias. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people from New York and Los Angeles don't have a regional understanding or connection. And when they report on this industry, though they reported on it from their worldview rather than coming here and going on a pad and educating themselves so they can tell the story with balance. And that is the entire point of my story, is that we don't tell the story of American energy with balance. And it's not just in our news media. It's also in corporations, institutions, academia, government. Everything is driven by climate change. But you can't tell the story of climate change without offering the balance of how we produce energy in this country. And solar and wind, as I've reported so many times, are not ready for prime time. They're just not. They're decades away from that.
And the natural gas workers, the people who are on this site 12 hours a day, do they experience this site as dangerous or reckless? You know, you get the idea that there is like Oklahoma in the 1930s, and Clark Gable just showed up with a crew, and they're going to tap in and be covered with oil when they strike it rich. Is it anything like that on the path?
No, not at all. Technology has changes this industry every second of the day, and it's always improving and better.
And you mentioned one very famous politician, Al Gore. Does he speak to these facts? I know he's been talking about climate change for 30 years. Good for him. However, the pad that you visited was not available for him in his early education process when he was vice president of the United States. Does he reference what you're talking about as a way of supplying Europe and America with natural gas, which I take it is the chief reason we've reduced our greenhouse gases these last decades, because we've switched to natural gas so much?
Right. No, the only mention he ever makes of this industry is derogatory. So he's not educated himself. And, you know, it would impact him financially if he did educate himself on this, because he makes money from being a climate change activist. So there's no upside of having balance in his portfolio.
Yeah, we're back to Derek Yanchak, the completions manager. He has a family. He has friends that live around him. Does he see himself as a polluter or a greenhouse gas emitter? How does he talk about himself with his friends, given all the waves of bad information that everybody gets every day about fossil fuels?
I don't think he has to worry about his friends calling him a climate, a polluter. There's a very different attitude and understanding and education with people that live in and around the industry, because most local news organizations cover this with more balance.
Selena Zito taking us to a pad, the Dalbo pad, around Pittsburgh, that produces natural gas in a fashion that is technologically miraculous, given that none of this existed 20 years ago. It's all that fresh. And Europe wished that it paid attention right now when they take their cold showers. I'm John Batchelor.